Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is a step closer to a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court, having completed questioning from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports that Barrett remained poised throughout, refusing to answer most of the questions put to her by Democratic senators.
Barrett maintained a poker face over two long days of questioning, declining to say much of anything about her views on everything from abortion to Obamacare. A committee vote on her nomination is expected October 22nd, with a final vote on the Senate floor before Election Day. That's what Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said he would do right after Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, and he has the votes to deliver on that promise. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Judge Barrett will not attend Thursday's confirmation hearing. Instead, senators will hear from witnesses both for and against her nomination. President Trump back at the White House after traveling to Des Moines, Iowa for his latest campaign rally, telling supporters there that his son's recovery from the coronavirus shows children should return to school.
Barron says it positive. Within like 2 seconds, it was Barron is just fine now. He's tested negative, right? Because it happens. People have it and it goes, get the kids back to school. We got to get the kids back to school. Get them back to school.
Teachers' unions, however, argue that teachers could be infected by their students, who could also infect more susceptible relatives. In a statement earlier Wednesday, First Lady Melania Trump said Barron Trump had contracted the virus that had infected her, her husband, and others at the White House. While President Trump was in Iowa, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden held a virtual fundraiser and delivered pre-taped remarks to a group of American Muslims, saying their voices matter.
My administration will look like America, with Muslim Americans serving at every level. On day one, I'll end Trump's unconstitutional Muslim ban. I'll push Congress to pass hate crimes legislation.
The University of Alabama's head football coach and athletic director have tested positive for the coronavirus. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Alabama coach Nick Saban says he tested positive for the virus but was not showing any symptoms at the time. He left campus and is isolating at home, as is athletic director Greg Byrne. Saban, who is 68, says he's taken a second test to confirm the result. The second-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide is scheduled to play number 3 Georgia Saturday in Tuscaloosa. It's not clear what Saban's positive test might mean for the highly anticipated matchup. Last Saturday, Alabama beat the University of Mississippi, which has since announced its team was dealing with a coronavirus outbreak. Already, upcoming games between Vanderbilt and Missouri and LSU and Florida have been postponed because of the pandemic. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. The world has just experienced its warmest September on record. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the latest data keeps 2020 on track to be one of the hottest years ever recorded.
September was a month marked by massive wildfires and rapidly developing hurricanes in the U.S., two natural phenomena that are being made more common and more intense by rising temperatures. But warmer than normal temperatures were not just recorded here. Europe had its hottest September on record, Australia and South America the second hottest. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has been tracking global temperatures for 141 years, and the 10 warmest Septembers in that time span have all been recorded since 2005. A sign, among many, that human-caused climate change is not just in the future, it's here. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
California's largest utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, has begun turning off power to more than 50,000 customers in Northern California. The move is aimed at preventing wildfires amid dry, windy conditions. The shutoffs affect customers across some 24 counties, mostly in the Sierras and the San Francisco Bay Area. PG&E says the outages could last 48 hours. In Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros still in the hunt for the American League pennant. The Astros on the verge of being swept out of the ALCS, but beat the Tampa Bay Rays three games to four. The Rays, however, remain one win away from going to the World Series. I'm Giles Snyder, and you're listening to NPR News.